This is the Renewed Minds with Leslie O'Hare podcast. Your host, Leslie O'Hare, mindset life coach, TV personality, TEDx speaker, and author, created this podcast to empower and inspire women and teen girls to cultivate a growth mindset that can revolutionize their lives. Renewed Minds is more than a talk show. It's a pillar of motivation, a source of inspiration, and a gateway to boundless possibilities. It's a platform for engaging conversations that spark change. Let's start the conversation. Here's Leslie.
Welcome to the Renewed Minds podcast. I'm your host, Leslie O'Hare. Our commitment via this podcast is to bring you stories that transform your life, that empower women and girls to cultivate a growth mindset. And with that being said, on the show today is Reverend Victoria Robb Powers. We're going to be talking about Reverend Powers' journey to becoming the first female senior pastor at the Royal Lane Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. Also on the show is coach and facilitator Ann Ranson. I'm going to be talking with Ann about how some of the things in your life could very well be happening for you and not to you. And then during our superhero mom segment today, I have author and speaker Jennifer Daly talking about how she juggles being a mom, a wife, and an entrepreneur. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'll be sitting down having a virtual conversation with Reverend Powers. Back in a moment.
I'm Leslie O'Hare, the host and creator of the Renewed Minds podcast. I want to share why I started this podcast. The genesis of this show traces back to a period of significant life challenges where I faced a pivotal decision: succumb to life's struggles or courageously rise above them. I chose bravery. Surviving required rewiring my mindset. Embracing a growth mindset became my lifeline. I recognize that my story is not unique. Countless women face adversity and uncertainties. While teen girls navigate challenges like peer pressure, bullying, and the weight carried by those I refer to as fatherless girls, young women shouldering the burden of parental absence. My mission is clear: to inspire women and teen girls to control their mindset, emotions, and behavior, enabling them to overcome obstacles. My team and I need your help to continue this mission. Visit renewedmindspodcast.com to contribute. Every donation, big or small, fuels our conversations and empowers our audience. Join us in empowering women and teen girls to embrace growth, resilience, and achieve mental well-being, one woman, one teen girl at a time. Please visit renewedmindspodcast.com to become an advertiser or to contribute to the show. Thank you for being part of our journey towards mental freedom for women and teen girls.
Welcome back. My first guest is Reverend Victoria Robb Powers, the senior pastor at Royal Lane Baptist Church. Reverend Powers, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. You know, first of all, I want to say congratulations to you and your accomplishments, because you have achieved a very high accomplishment for yourself, being the first female pastor to pastor Royal Lane Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, but you're also their first Hispanic pastor as well. I want to talk about your journey and what really got you there. I know you went to Baylor and Waco after high school, and when you were there, you realized there was a pastor, a female pastor at a church. You went there to really see her speak, and that just completely changed your entire life. And seeing her, you began to really see yourself as a pastor. You began to really see that what God placed in you was really what your anointing was. Tell us a little bit about that journey.
Yeah, sure. Well, I grew up in the church since the time I was a child. I've always loved the church. I got to a point in my life where I thought, you know, maybe I can trust my passion as my purpose. And I have so much passion and heart for the church that I thought, you know what, I think being in church ministry is probably my future. So I went to Baylor, I majored in religion, but I'll say, even though I had that heart and passion within me, I didn't really have much of a vision for what that looked like, because I grew up in a pretty conservative evangelical tradition of which I never saw any female role models, never any women standing behind pulpits, teaching, preaching, anything like that. So I didn't have much of an imagination. I just knew that I wanted to serve the church. I just didn't quite know how. So as you said, I learned when I was in college that there was a Baptist church in Waco, Texas that had a female senior pastor. And that really sparked a lot of curiosity in me. I wanted to know more. I wanted to see more. So I went one Sunday morning. I was 19 years old. First time I ever saw a female behind a pulpit. She also was the senior pastor and the preacher that morning. And it was such a powerful experience, because watching her up there, the horizons of my own call broadened exponentially in that short 15-minute sermon. I often tell people, you can't be what you can't see. And it was important for me to be able to see her leading in that way, for me to imagine myself doing the same thing. So that was a really pivotal moment for me in my life, and really changed the trajectory of my own ministry.
You know, that was my next point. I know that you referenced you can't be what you can't see. And I'm all about positive visualization and manifestation. I do believe that has really helped catapult to where you are now. When you talk about you can't be what you can't see, that visualization really helped you, because one day you received a phone call, and that phone call changed your life. And that was from Royal Lane Baptist Church. They were looking for a senior pastor, but not just a senior pastor. They were actually looking for a woman pastor. And usually in churches, it takes about, I think, three-fourths of a vote. You receive 100% of the vote. Mm-hmm. And it was a solid yes that they wanted you. What was that day like when you received the call, and how has this transformed your relationship with God? Like, I can only imagine it has only enhanced your faith with Him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I had a really unique journey. After I graduated from seminary and was ordained, I worked as a hospital chaplain, and then, you know, thought, I'm called to congregational ministry. I want to be in the church. Well, I'm a Baptist, and in Dallas, there are very few Baptist churches that would ever call a female pastor. So for 8 years, I actually served in the United Methodist Church, kind of on loan, because there was no space for me in my own tradition. So for 8 years, I was in sort of the wilderness. I was in a land that wasn't my own, but I'm deeply grateful and indebted to the United Methodist Church for creating space for me while I waited for my own tradition to create space for me. So at the end of 2022, I got a call from Royal Lane that said, we're looking for a senior pastor and we're prioritizing female candidates. Royal Lane has always been a church that's prophetic in its witness, that leads boldly and thinks of itself as a lighthouse for the community. So they knew that in calling a female, they would be expanding the possibilities for women in Baptist life all over. So I was very excited to know that they not only were accepting female applicants, but that they really were prioritizing them with the hopes that their church could be a witness to the broader Baptist community. I came and preached in view of a call, which is part of what you do in Baptist tradition. The search committee said, we want you to be our pastor. Now you need to come preach, and the church will take a vote when you're done. So I was hopeful that I would get that three-fourths vote, but I was really overwhelmed when I heard that it was 100%. That told me that this church really is ready to be led by a woman, which not all churches are. So I was deeply thankful and grateful. And when it comes to my relationship with God, it's helped me really to trust that God is faithful. No matter how long you're in the wilderness, there is a homecoming and a place for you. You just have to trust and be open to the possibility.
What advice would you give to other women that aspire to be in a leadership role, preferably in the Christian community, but they are a little afraid to step out there because it's more common now, thank God, right? However, there's still that barrier that needs to be broken. What advice would you give to someone that's really looking to step out there in faith because they have the calling? And sometimes when God gives us a calling, it's a little bit hard depending on your situation, but what advice would you give to them to step out on faith?
Yeah, I would say to persist, to continue to press on, to trust that God is faithful. You know, God is bigger than the boxes that we try to put God in and the limitations we try to put on ministry. God is bigger than all of those things. And I would also say that when you're met with resistance, not if, but when, because unfortunately, that's just the reality. I oftentimes will tell people, you know, if the Son of God can come from the womb of a woman, then surely the Word of God can come from her mouth. Mm-hmm. So I offer that to young women who might be sensing a call to ministry and maybe have doubt or maybe they're being met with resistance. Just remember that truth, and also that the first witnesses to the resurrection were all women, and the church wouldn't exist today if it weren't for their prophetic witness.
That is so true. Before we wrap up, I really want to talk briefly about your book. And your book is titled, My Love, God is Everywhere. What advice would you give to a parent for their child, really getting them to understand the omnipresent presence of God and to know that no matter what they go through, God is always with them?
Yeah, thank you for that question. That is the premise of the book. It's to help a child build a healthy foundation to build a theology on that's rooted in the promise that God is always with us, no matter what. No matter if you're feeling happy or sad, if things are going your way or not, if you're afraid or feeling courageous, there is nothing in life that can separate us from the love of God made manifest in Christ Jesus. That whole book was built on the promise of Romans 8 that says that there's nowhere we can go that God won't be with us. So to parents, I often say, you don't have to have all the answers about faith. You never will. Faith is an ongoing journey. Keep talking to your kids. But the most important thing, I think, is just to remind them that no matter what happens in life, they'll never be alone. God is always with them.
Reverend Powers, it's been such a delight to sit down with you today and have this conversation. And I just wish you so much more blessings and success. Thanks again. If you would like to visit Reverend Powers Church, Royal Lane Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, please log on to royallane.org. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we return, I'll be sitting down with coach and facilitator Ann Ranson. Back in a moment. Welcome back. I'm sitting down with coach and facilitator Ann Ranson. Ann, thank you so much for being here today.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, you have such a broad background. You have over 30 years experience in the media industry. You've also been able to take your sales and branding experience and turn it into strategy and coaching, as well as being a two-time TEDx speaker. So your expertise is just amazing as far as what you've done. And one of the reasons I wanted to have you here is to talk about this amazing article that I found and saw in FYI 50 Plus magazine. Yeah. And you actually wrote the article, What If Everything Is Happening For You and Not To You? It really resonated with me as a woman because we go through a lot. I always say we juggle 10,000 balls in the air at any given time. And with all of the balls that we juggle, sometimes we drop one or more and we begin to blame ourselves. And a lot of times we go through challenges. Why was it important for you to write this article to be able to empower people to know, look at your situation from a different lens and understand that it may be there to help you?
Yeah. Well, it's one of my operating principles, I guess you would say, as far as my spirituality. I believe in a God of pure love, and I believe that everything is good, or there is good in it, even when it doesn't feel that way. And so this is one of the ways that I live my life. And so when I have one of those days or one of those circumstances, like we all do, that isn't my ideal, I know there's a higher truth, there's a higher purpose, and that's where I go and say, okay, so how is this happening for me instead of to me?
And it keeps you from having a pity party, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a quote you have in the article, and it's from Byron Katie. Mm-hmm. She says, life is simple. Everything happens for you, not to you. Everything happens at exactly the right moment, neither too soon or too late. You don't have to like it. It's just easier if you do.
Yeah.
I thought that was also profound because what she's saying is, if you just accept what it is, enjoy the journey, and learn from it, it'll be a lot easier for you.
Yeah.
How did that quote change your life and how you look at obstacles and challenges?
Well, I think it reminds me that there is a flow to life, and that if I'll lean into my faith and to my experience with God, then things are gonna go a lot easier. But it's when I resist and it's like, no, I don't want this to be happening. Why is this happening to me? That's when that pity party starts, right?
Right.
And I don't want to live my life with a pity party.
Absolutely.
And when I get insights, and I don't always get the answers that I'm looking for, of course, but when I get some kind of an insight about how it's happening for me, then I can lean into my faith much more easily and be in the flow.
Well, this show is all about having a growth mindset.
Yeah.
And so Carol Dweck, one of the top psychologists at Stanford University, she's done a lot of research on mindset.
Yeah.
And she really focuses a lot on fixed mindset and growth mindset. And really a fixed mindset is really someone that really thinks abilities and intelligence really is unchangeable.
Yeah.
Whereas a growth mindset is someone that says, I can do it, I can move forward, and I'm not looking at the situation in front of me. How do you think your article really relates to having a growth mindset?
Well, because I think you can't be fixed and be thinking about how this is happening for me when it feels like it's happening to me. And so I think that forces us to open up. I help people see possibilities. And in that, and that's a growth mindset,
it
right?
Is. Absolutely.
Because there are other truths. If you and I sit here and we look at the exact same picture, we're going to describe it differently.
Right.
So there isn't just one truth. There isn't just one way. And to me, that is exemplary, I think that's the right word, of a growth mindset.
And you also say that Earth is a school. I love that you said that.
Yeah.
Because every day is a life lesson. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a good experience or bad experience, there's a lesson to be learned. And you also say that learning and going through the process is something, look at it as something new that we're being taught.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. How can you get our audience members who are going through anything in life, and now a lot of individuals are going through financial issues, they've gone through a divorce, and whatever that it is for them, what advice would you give to them to be able to see it from a different perspective and to be able to look at it as asking God, what is the lesson in this,
yeah,
so they can grow?
Yeah. Well, I call it sitting. Mm-hmm. So I think that one of the most underrated activities is sitting in silence. I coach my executive clients, if you're not setting aside some time to reflect on your life and how it's showing up in your workplace, then you're not fully showing up.
Right.
And so that's how I get there, is that I make sure I have time in silence every day. People talk about asking in prayer, but then do we sit in the silence, mm-hmm, to listen for the answer?
Right.
And we get so busy. I understand that. We all have busy lives, but I make it a point, and I would encourage everyone, there is such richness and such, the word divine reward, I guess, that comes out of that time where we can listen for the wisdom that's available to us if we'll take the time.
Before we wrap up, I must address something you said in the article. I can't be a victim if it's happening to me. I thought that was very, very powerful, because you're basically saying when something, you go through something, if you see that it's happening for you, you don't put yourself in that victim mindset. Explain that a little bit further, because it really, I thought that was impactful.
Well, I have to say, I mean, this was a hard lesson for me to get to. I mean, I've been actively a spiritual seeker as an adult for, oh gosh, I guess I'm going to tell my age here, you know, more than three decades, 30 or 40 years. And when that first concept of there are no victims, everything's happening for you, is like, oh, well, that's well and good, but you must not have been living my life,
right,
because I have a different experience.
Right.
And so part of it is persistence and just having faith and then seeing the demonstration. I know that's true, at least for me.
Right.
It may not be true for anybody else.
Exactly.
But I've proven that there is something for me in every situation, no matter how difficult. And often, the best things that I get that are happening for me come in the most difficult times.
It does. It really does. Yeah. I want to talk about your Transformation Game event. It sounds amazing. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the Transformation Game, I'll try to put this in a very short time frame. It's a board game.
Okay.
You play it just like Monopoly.
Okay.
Except instead of landing on Park Place or Baltic Avenue, you land on an Angel Square, an Insight Square, Setback Square. And before you play the game, you set an intention.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's say you set the intention that I want to receive abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Very common intention in the game. As you move around on the game board, you land on squares and you draw cards. Everything gets filtered through that intention. So the game ends up showing you what you really believe.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I grew up in a family where money was considered evil, me having abundance is going to be a harder job.
Right.
Than if I came from a situation that is very different than that.
Right.
So that's just a tiny taste of how it opens us up to possibilities for our lives and a different way of looking within than we're used to doing.
Well, Ann, I am so excited that you came here today. Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you so much for your transparency. If you would like to learn more about Ann Ranson's Transformation Game, please log on to annranson.com. Also, if you would like to purchase her book, 83 Tools to Succeed in Business, log on to annranson.com as well. You can also connect with Ann on LinkedIn, Linktree, and Facebook. We'll be back in a moment, and I'll be sitting down with my next guest, Jennifer Daly. Back in a moment. Welcome back. I'm sitting down with Jennifer Daly. Jennifer Daly is the entrepreneur and owner of cheeringonmoms.com. Jennifer, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. You know, I really wanted to highlight you for the Superheroes Mom segment. You're welcome. I created this segment to highlight moms who do it all as yourself. You are a mother, you are an entrepreneur, I'm sure you're a great friend. And so you do so many different things. And I mentioned earlier that in our earlier interview, we juggle 10,000 balls in the air at any given time. And you basically do that. You're running two different companies. You also have a company that's called The Fierce Angels Fashion. I want to talk about that in a little bit as well. How do you tend to find balance? Because your schedule is just so hectic.
You know, great question. I get asked that so often. And honestly, I'm not any different than anybody else. I feel very called to run my race and do the best that I can. And I have to prioritize things. You know, my family is my priority. In fact, today, to come to this, I really wanted to come, but my daughter has an event tonight. And so I sat down with her and said, you know, this is would overlap a little bit. And what would you like me to do? Because she comes first. And she said, go do it, Mom. So here we are. But yeah, it's really understanding those priorities and you put your time in what you value, you know, so it's family and then business.
You also believe that walking the walk.
Absolutely.
So if you're going to encourage other women to achieve their goals and dreams, you say that you better fight for yours.
Correct.
Talk about that.
Oh my goodness. So I found this out to be true. When I was a young mom, I remember I was steaming my 6-month-old daughter's clothes one night. I stayed up late at night and I had this epiphany like, oh my gosh, is this the best use of my time? This seems a little crazy. And so I just realized that I was wrapped up in raising my daughters, which is wonderful, but there's still a calling on my life to help other women and do things outside of that. And so I realized that if I want to encourage other women as a certified life coach to run and do things, then I better do that as well.
Right.
So I started entering pageants. My girls were doing it. We had a blast. And, you know, it makes me mentally fit and physically fit. It makes me get prepared for things. And I'm able to relate to other women that are out there just working hard.
Well, speaking of pageants and a woman who is a pageant alum, I have been in pageants myself all my life until the age of 24, so I can respect that because I think it grooms us, right?
Yes.
It teaches us a lot about self-esteem and it empowers us with interviewing techniques as well.
Yes.
And one of the things I want to reference, you won the Miss Texas International in 2022, so you weren't just in a pageant, you actually won.
Yes.
And you've won many of them.
Yeah.
How does that translate with your daughters? You talk about that, about them.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think it's helped them to see you as a strong, powerful mother? What impact are you making in their life?
I hope the impact is great. You know, they actually started pageants first, and we were at a pageant when someone asked me if I was competing in the Mrs. division, and my look was, What is that? I don't know. And that's kind of how I got into it. But their eyes just lit up when the thought of mommy doing something, you know, for herself. They loved it. And so as we've grown together, my daughter actually, my oldest Zoe, she did that competition with me, Texas International, and she won the preteen division. So we had an incredible year together going and doing events.
So let's talk about your glam boutique.
Yes.
Because it's not just about fashion.
Yes.
You really make a difference in the community. You have nonprofits that are nominated.
Correct.
And some of the proceeds go to them.
Yes.
Why was it important for you to take something that's so glamorous in fashion, but say, you know what, I'm going to also utilize this platform to make a difference in the lives of the community?
Yes, thank you for asking, because Fierce Angels is about, our motto is stand up, stand out, stand for good. And really it's because it's who I am. I want to, like I mentioned earlier, leave a legacy behind me of kindness and impact. And part of what I can do is, hey, I really like to dress up. I really like glam. And my friends ask me, where do you get your outfits? And so I've curated this closet that they can find all these great things. And part of that is drawing interest. And so let me take that interest and reflect it back to God's light and to doing good in the community. So we use real role models that are women out there doing good in the community. And we feature them on our website and then talk about the nonprofits as well.
If there's a woman that's watching right now, or a teen girl, and they have aspirations to do it all, and a lot of times we're told we can't do it all. I think we really can if we put our mind to it, right?
Absolutely.
And so what advice would you give to them to encourage them to not give up, to persevere, to fight no matter what, and to not allow anyone else to deter them? You mentioned earlier when you sat down that you stay in your lane. I think that's very crucial that we do know what our lane is, right, and not to look at what someone else is doing, but look at what we're doing and what we need to do for ourselves. What advice would you give to them?
Comparison is just a thief. And so I would say, you know, trust God's timing, because I dreamed and wanted all of these things for a really long time, but it was in His timing that was really the revelation to me. Is just do what you can. It's one step at a time. Yes, you can create those long-term goals and those long-term plans, but just one step at a time. What's one thing I can do today to make some progress for tomorrow?
What is your hope that you accomplish from your glam boutique? What is your hope, your long-term goal for the company?
Long-term goal is lots of, you know, to open up physical stores as well. Right now, I only carry online.
Okay.
But yes, we're going to expand to a curvy section. My nine-year-old can't wait to be Fierce Little Angels model because we're going to open a children's section. So we have these other sections that we want to open, but it's about timing.
Yes.
And my commitment to my family is not to be in debt for my business. Right. And so the coaching, everything that I do actually funds Fierce Angels.
Jennifer, thank you for being here
and for your
courage and bravery to continue to just push forward. And I am so excited that we were able to highlight you for the Superhero Mom segment.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. If you would like to learn more about Jennifer's business, log on to cheeringonmoms.com. And if you want to know more about her glam boutique, you can visit fierceangelsfashions.com. We'll be back in a moment. Thank you.
I might have to wait, I'll never give up. And I know someday that it'll all turn up. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up.
Welcome back. I wanted to do something in honor of Black History Month, and it's a little bit of a speech that I did many years ago when I was asked to be the keynote speaker for the city of Carrollton, Texas. And I did the speech in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. because that was his birthday celebration event that they were having. So I'm only going to share with you just a little bit from that speech. I thought it was very impactful and of such a great time with it being Black History Month. Let me tell you the difference between believing and expecting. Believing brings doubt, but expecting brings assurance. Are you allowing time to cause you to walk out of your true vision for your life? Or are you going to stand strong and firm in faith, expecting great things to happen in your life? If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. I don't know what you're standing for, but I know if Dr. King was here today, he would encourage you to keep moving and to keep standing because you are a champion. It's okay that you go through some challenges. It's just there to develop you. Remember this, everything happens within a season, and this is your season. This is your year, but you must claim it. It's yours to claim. But there's a waiting period, and the purpose for your life is being developed during this waiting period. It's what I call the journey. But don't waver in faith. Stand strong in your faith. I want you to hang in there through the tough times of waiting. The struggles you're going to encounter, that's part of the journey. If Dr. King had all of the struggles he was going to encounter laid out before him, he, as well as most of us, would run in the opposite direction because we wouldn't be able to handle it. You would give up before you even got started, but Dr. King knew the true meaning of faith, and that is, if you can see the invisible, you can do the impossible. Delay doesn't mean denial. Just because it hasn't manifest, it doesn't mean that it will not come to pass. During the journey, many people abort the promise because of fear. We should all be able to stand strong no matter what and be grateful that Dr. King hung in there doing the journey and didn't allow fear to cause him to walk out of his true vision for his life and ours. I think Dr. Martin Luther King said it best during his I Have a Dream speech on August 28, 1963, on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. Here's a little bit of what he said. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of this creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream that my four children will one day live in a nation where they will be not judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream that one day that little black boys and little black girls would join hands with little white boys and little white girls and walk together as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today that with faith we will be able to stand together, pray together, struggle together, stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. If America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I Have a Dream speech. My dream for all of us is to carry on his dream. One way we can accomplish this goal is to make certain that you celebrate each day as though it's your first day, not your last. We should wake up every day thanking God that we are free. We're free to be all that we were created to be. We're free to love one another, help one another, encourage one another, build one another. Be free today and every day. Celebrate each day as though it's your first day, not your last. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we're free at last. Back in a moment. That's our show for today. I want to thank our guests and our audience in studio and you at home. Thank you for welcoming me into your home, your car, your office, even your kitchen. Wherever you're watching or listening from, you can tune into the Renewed Minds podcast on YouTube, Facebook, and X, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and so as well as Spotify. I want to thank you so much. I want to also thank my producer, Sarah, and the entire production team. I could not make this happen without you. Also, Linda Gray, who's my business consultant, mentor, and a producer on the show as well. I want to thank you, Linda. There's so many more projects we're going to work on together. And together, our aim via this podcast is to empower women and teen girls to cultivate a growth mindset, one woman, one teen girl at a time. If you would like to advertise your company on this show, please visit renewedmindspodcast.com. If you would like to give and be a contributor of the show to help us continue to reach women and teen girls across the world, visit renewedmindspodcast.com or you could scan the QR code at the bottom of your screen. Thank you again for watching. I so appreciate your time. Till next time, bye everybody.